Merry Christmas to you from St. Paul's at Terry Hills. What a strange Christmas it is this year. It really caps off what's been pretty bizarre 2020. I wonder if you can guess what the number one Google search was in 2020. This headline I have from the Guardian newspaper. Google reveals top Australian search terms for 2020, including "Can I leave Australia?" Maybe can I leave the Northern Beaches at the moment? Where can I buy toilet paper? Tops one category, while sourdough recipes and how to make bread also rank highly. Hand sanitizer top three separate search categories in Australia during a year dominated by coronavirus pandemic, Google has revealed. Yet, US election was the leading overall search term. Google reported that coronavirus was the second most searched term overall and among news topics by Australians in 2020 behind the US election in both categories. Other leading overall search terms related to the pandemic included Zoom, came in at number four, coronavirus symptoms, number five, and coronavirus Victoria, number nine. Can I leave Australia ranked number 10 in the Can I searches. People searching for the definition of words Googled COVID, number one, no surprise. Pandemic, number two. Lockdown was ninth most searched word in the definitions list, while stimulus package ranked number four. As everyone was cooking more during lockdown, sourdough recipes and how to make bread were also leading search results. And as many businesses were closing during lockdown, searches for Centrelink and how to apply for JobKeeper also ranked very highly. Before the pandemic, can you remember that? Australia was being ravaged by fires. I'm sure you remember those fires this time last year. And the Fires Near Me app in New South Wales became indispensable. So it's no surprise that Fires Near Me was number three in news topics and eighth overall in searches on Google in 2020. Here's a surprising one. NBA was the most searched for sport in Australia, ranking number three in overall searches behind US election and COVID, coronavirus. Basketball star Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash in 2020, ranked number one in Google's loss category. And you can probably also guess some of the trending words in 2020. Look this up. 2020 Australian Word of the Year shortlist, according to the Australian National Dictionary Centre. Black summer, for obvious reasons. Another word, bubble. So travel bubble, germ bubble, sporting bubble. It's a trending word, bubble. COVID normal, everyone was speaking about COVID normal, that state of adapting to an acceptable level of COVID-19 in the community. We heard a lot about that, COVID normal. Driveway was another trending word. You might remember around Anzac Day in particular, driveway Anzac services, driveway dawn service. So driveway was a thing in 2020. But the winner, the trending word of the year in Australia, ISO. A lady by the name of Amanda, who's the chief editor of the Australian National Dictionary, said the pandemic had inspired most of the new words this year. She said ISO was particularly Australian take on the global outbreak, which had changed language worldwide. We've also found that the word was used in combination with a whole lot of things. So we had ISO baking. You put on the ISO kilos from your ISO baking and you wind up with an ISO waistline. We also had ISO bubbles, combining two of the trending words, ISO bubbles, and we had ISO haircuts and ISO fashion, probably involving tracky pants, slippers, something like that. So ISO, she says, was quite a linguistically productive word. Another word we used a lot in 2020, something new, phrase of social distancing. Of course, social distancing was not just a word or phrase. It was something that we all experienced in 2020, and some of us, most of us on the Northern Beaches, are experiencing this right now. For some of us, lockdown and social distancing had some surprise blessings. More time at home, less time to travel, working from home, time with family, exercise, eating well, all those kinds of things. But for others, social distancing was a complete nightmare. Lockdown and social distancing, we know for some, had serious side effects. Social isolation, loneliness, anxiety was on the increase, and depression. That's because we need connection. God has made us relational beings. This is a significant aspect of being created in the image of God. God himself, in whose image we are created, he is relational. Without going into all the ins and outs, God himself is Father, Son, and Spirit in perfect relationship for all eternity. Created in his image, we long for connection and relationship. In the opening chapters of the Bible, in Genesis, we see that God creates everything good. In fact, when he creates humanity as the pinnacle of creation, we read there that it is very good. The first thing that is not good in creation is that the man is alone. This is not good. Loneliness is not good. We need relationship. We need connection. And that's why many suffered so badly in isolation. Because they were alone. They didn't have family with them at home. They couldn't see their friends. They couldn't go to work to rub shoulders with their colleagues. Social isolation is not good. Neither is being disconnected from God. We were created for relationship with him, as well as for relationship with one another. Being socially distanced from God is not good either. In fact, being distanced from God impacts negatively on every other aspect of our lives, including our relationships with others. The Bible is very clear about this. We are socially distanced from God by our own choice. It's not that God distanced himself from us. We have distanced ourselves from him. We prefer to get on with life, living our lives with God very much on the margins, if in the picture at all. Many people believe that God is distant to us, that he created the world and gave us life, but then he withdrew to some distant place where we cannot reach him or know him or relate to him. They think of him like the clockmaker who makes the clock, winds it up, gets it started, and then leaves it to keep on ticking by itself. Often people think of God like that, as distant and aloof to his creation, to us, as though he doesn't care for me and what's happening in my life. But that's not the God of the Bible. And Christmas reminds us of that truth. Christmas reminds us that the true and living God is not socially distanced from us. Even though we distance ourselves from God, God comes near to connect, to restore the relationship that we broke. The Apostle Matthew, in his Gospel, the Gospel of Matthew, he tells us, in speaking about the birth of Jesus, he says that all this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, God with us. That baby born in Bethlehem was no ordinary child. He is God with us, the divine child, God taking on flesh and entering into our world as one of us. God is not distant. And we know that this child grew to be a man who, despite his perfect obedience to his Father in heaven, would suffer and die as our Saviour. God is not distant to our suffering. He understands our suffering because he has experienced the worst of human wickedness and injustice. He experienced deep pain and death. He experienced a lonely death when everyone deserted him, even his closest friends, they deserted him. Even God, his Father, forsook him on the cross. Jesus cried out on the cross as he died, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus died alone. He knows what it is like to be isolated. He knows our loneliness. He knows our sadness. He knows our grief. He knows our pain. Yet we also know that this divine man, Jesus, conquered the grave. He is risen from the dead. So even this day, we can draw near to God through him, forgiven and at peace with God. We can know God personally. We can reconnect and restore the relationship with God, relating to him as our Father in heaven and relating to Jesus as our risen and living Lord and brother. I know that for many this year, even this week, this Christmas, and no doubt this New Year period, has been very much a time to pause and stop and think, to consider the deeper things of life, to be reminded of the things that truly matter to us. Often basic things, fundamental things. Things like family, friendships, relationships, our health, our happiness, the important part that work plays in our life, exercise and leisure, good healthy food, the homes in which we live, all these things we have thought about and considered to be fundamental and important to our lives. Can I say that central to all these things is our relationship with God? When we understand that God wants to be near to us, that he wants to reconnect and restore our relationship with him through Jesus Christ, when we take up that offer and bring God and Jesus into the center of our lives rather than on the edges, everything else falls into place. God gives us wisdom to shape our priorities, to know what's more important and what's less important in life. He guides us on how to live well in his world as his people. Not that we become immune from life's challenges. We still face the trials of life, including lockdowns, disappointments, sickness and disease, unemployment, financial hardship, injustice, loneliness, distance from our family. But all these things we face with an anchor, with a solid rock as our foundation, with hope and peace in our hearts. Christmas is all about light in the darkness, hope in despair, peace in a time of great anxiety, joy despite the disappointments and sadnesses of life. It's Jesus who gives us these most precious things. Emmanuel, God with us. Not just in that stable, in that manger in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago, but in our hearts by his Spirit this day, present with us. Emmanuel, God with us, even on this Christmas day.